Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. When we lived in Michigan, we lived in a house that had been converted into four tiny apartment buildings. Keyword, tiny. And as a result, the walls were paper thin and you could literally hear everything. We could hear the phone conversations of the people who lived among us. We knew exactly when she woke up because the radio would turn on. You knew the instant she got home because you could hear the clop clop of her heels. You could hear the other neighbor every time he'd come in and out of the house as he would run up and down the stairs. You could hear everything. That's not an understatement. And on one occasion, one of the neighbors was having an argument with people that were couch hopping on his sofa. And it started just before we were leaving to go for a movie for a few hours. And when we had returned a few hours later, they were still arguing. And at one point, their arguing moved out inside into the front of our building, just outside our bedroom window. And being nosy, we decided to peek out, and we saw an unforgettable scene. One of the couch hoppers pulled out a knife and walked right up to the face of our neighbor with it. And to that, our neighbor then walked closer to his face and said, "What are you going to do about it?" And at that point, we needed to do something. We immediately called 911. This had to end before he did. We needed help. We needed someone whose words had authority, for they weren't going to listen to me. We needed someone who could use their authority to protect him and to stop the incident. We needed someone who could do something, and it worked. When the police came, they broke up the incident and even caught those who tried to flee from the scene, including the person who tried to hide under our bathroom window. We needed someone with authority, and we got it, and it made all the difference. In the gospel text, we see a Lord who shows authority and who has authority, and that makes all the difference. It's a very important thing. For authority in our present age is challenged and really under attack. Authority in the 21st century is often dismissed. Whether it's the authority of service workers like police or the military or teachers or politicians, even things like truth and science and scripture are dismissed or tossed aside. You can be laughed and teased at just trying to appeal and mention to their authority. But authority in our world isn't just dismissed, it can also be despised as well. Authority in those in power can be looked down upon. They can be brushed aside. They can be insulted and opposed. Authority can be seen as limiting and as oppressive. But when authority is despised and dismissed, this can really have some devastating effects. It can lead to insecurity, and it can lead to uncertainty and insecurity. It can lead to established norms being shattered, and truth can become relative. Order can turn to chaos. People can become vulnerable. Problems can go unattended and unfixed. Evil and sin can be given an opportunity to rise up and reign. This morning, Luke gives us hope. He presents to us a Lord who shows and who has authority, and that really makes all the difference. And so Luke begins our text by telling us that Jesus continued his custom of teaching on the Sabbath day in the synagogue. And as he teaches, the people are amazed because his teaching has authority. It's really different from anything they've ever heard before. In that time, rabbis would quote other rabbis for authority. They would say things like, "There's a saying that," or "It is written," or "Rabbi Gamliel once said." And the ancient rabbis would teach by appealing and building on authority. And the prophets of the Old Testament would do something similar. Prophets in the Old Testament would lean on the authority that God had given them and would say things like, "Thus says the Lord." This is a delegated authority. But Jesus, how does he teach? What does he say? Jesus says, "I say to you." Why? It's because his word is authoritative. It's authoritative in and of itself. He has authority incarnate. He doesn't need a rabbi to support his teaching. He doesn't have a delegated authority. He has it. His word can do in effect what it says. And we are given an opportunity to immediately see it. When Jesus is in the synagogue, he's approached with a man with an unclean demon who says, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And the demon tries to exert power over Jesus by calling him by his name. It was thought that in the ancient world that if one knew the name of a deity, then one could have some control over that god by using their name. And the demon tries just that, but Jesus shows his authority over it instead. He rebukes the demon and tells it to be quiet and to come out. And the demon obeys this authority and power of Jesus. And he comes out, but not without a fight. He throws the man down, but is unable to hurt him any longer. And the synagogue is filled with awe and amazement, and they say to each other, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." He shows his authority over a demon, and even with what happens next. As they leave the synagogue, they go to Simon Peter's house. And as they get there, they hear that his mother-in-law is ill with a fever. And Luke says it's a high fever. If life has taught us anything, it's that when people have a high fever, that's never a good thing. It's usually a sign that something worse is yet to come. And this is also in a time when they don't have modern medicine. This is a dire situation. And so the people appeal to Jesus to help her. And he does. And so he stands over her. And again, he rebukes. He rebukes the fever and frees her by rebuking what binds her. The fever obeys his authority. And she's instantly better. Better to the point of serving. And so once the sun sets and the Sabbath is over with its walking restrictions, Luke shows us another instance of Jesus showing his authority. This time it's over sickness, demons, and something else. Everyone in Capernaum brings to the Lord those who were sick, and he heals them through the laying on of his hands. And as a doctor, this must have been quite intriguing to Luke. I'm sure he had people that he couldn't help. I'm sure he encountered people that he didn't know what he could do to help alleviate their suffering. But yet, with a simple touch, Jesus does what Luke could not. He helps. He heals. But people weren't just bringing sick to him. They're also bringing to those who were demon-oppressed. Like before, they try to show their authority over Jesus, but they can't. And with his word and rebuke, he casts them out. He shows his authority. He shows his authority over sin, of which sickness and disease are a result of. He shows his authority over Satan as he casts out his minions and demons. Jesus shows authority. But there's a big difference. There's a difference, though, between showing authority and actually having authority. We can show authority, but that doesn't always mean that we actually have authority. At seminary, before you could receive your first call, you actually had to make sure your library fines were cleared up and paid. And so during the last week of school, all the upperclassmen would come to the library and see what they had owed. Some of the fines would be rather small, maybe 30, 50 cents. Others would be a few dollars. Sometimes they'd be in the teens. I saw a few that were in the $100 range, and one guy had a bill that was over $3,000. He was quite boastful that he hadn't returned a book in 4 years. But believe it or not, even if I had been given the book or the money, I really couldn't erase the fine. I didn't have authority to clear those things. only my boss had. I could show authority, but I didn't have authority. Jesus doesn't just show authority. He actually has authority. And he has authority over more than just some demons and some diseases. In Luke 5, Jesus says he has the authority on earth to forgive sins. In chapter 9, Jesus gives authority, and he gives it to the apostles to have over demons and diseases. In John's gospel, he says, I have authority to lay down my life and to take it up again. In his high priestly prayer, Jesus says, referring to himself, you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to whom all you have given him. Jesus has authority to give life. At the end of Matthew, he says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And in Ephesians, Paul says the granddaddy of them all when he says that Jesus has been placed over every power, dominion, and authority for the benefit of the church. And this is all good and grand. How do we know that he has authority and doesn't just show or say it? We know he has it by looking to the empty tomb. His authority is fully demonstrated and confirmed through his resurrection after he rises again for dying for you and for me. The resurrection is the authoritative word that sin and death have been overcome. And what does that mean for you? Why is that important? It's important because when Jesus says you are forgiven, you are forgiven. He has and gives the authority to forgive sins. His authority gives us certainty that we are. There's no guesswork or doubt. When Jesus says death has no hold over you and that you have been given eternal life, the one who has defeated it means it. He has authority over it. As we take our dying breath or as we hold the hand of a loved one as they take their last breath, this is no fool's hope. It's not a nice thought to lessen the edge. It's truth. It's the reality that Jesus has something better prepared for us beyond this life. We have confidence and security. He has authority to give life, and he gives it freely. When we are overwhelmed with burdens too big to carry, when we are kept up at night wondering, how will we make this end meet? Will the stock market crash? Will my home keep its value? Will that wayward child ever return home? Or if that loved one will get better, we know we can bring our problems and petitions to the one who has authority over all things. We can bring them to the one who can do something and who will. We'll do what's for your best in Jesus. You have a Lord who doesn't just show authority, but who has authority, and that makes all the difference. In his name, amen. And now may the grace of God and the peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in and with Christ Jesus. Amen.